Russian law on fake news prompts media to halt reporting as websites blocked. Russia blocked Facebook and some other websites and passed a law that gave Moscow much stronger powers to crack down on independent journalism. Lviv, Kyiv, Ukraine. Russia blocked Facebook and some other websites and passed a law that gave Moscow much stronger powers to crack down on independent journalism, prompting the BBC, Bloomberg, and other foreign media to suspend reporting in the country. War raged in Ukraine for a 10th day on Saturday as Russian troops besieged and bombarded cities in the biggest attack on a European state since World War II. The fighting has created over 1 million refugees, a barrage of sanctions that are increasingly isolating Moscow, and fears in the West of a wider global conflict that has been unthought of for decades. Moscow says its invasion is a special operation to capture individuals it regards as dangerous nationalists and has denied targeting civilians. Ukraine's State Service of Special Communication and Protection of Information says Russian forces have focused efforts on encircling Kyiv and Kharkiv, the second biggest city, while aiming to establish a land bridge to Crimea. Kyiv, in the path of a Russian armored column that has been stalled outside the Ukrainian capital for days, came under renewed assault with explosions audible from the city center. Ukrainian media outlet Suspiln cited authorities in Sumy, about 300 kilometers, almost 190 miles, east of Kyiv, as saying that there is a risk of fighting in the city streets, urging residents to stay in shelters. Russian forces also have encircled and shelled the southeastern port city of Mariupol, a key prize. There is no water, heat or electricity, and food is running out, according to Mayor Vadim Boychenko. "We are simply being destroyed," he said. President Vladimir Putin's actions have drawn almost universal condemnation, and many countries have imposed heavy sanctions as the West balances punishment with avoiding a widening of the conflict. Fighting back in the information war, Russia's parliament passed a law on Friday imposing a prison term of up to 15 years for spreading intentionally fake news about the military. "This law will force punishment, and very tough punishment, on those who lied and made statements which discredited our armed forces," said Vyacheslav Volovin, the chairman of the Duma, Russia's lower house of parliament. Google launches anti-harassment filter to provide aid to journalists. Tech giant Google has launched an open-source anti-harassment tool called Harassment Manager to help journalist activities. Repeat, to help journalist activists. Google launches anti-harassment filter to provide aid to journalists. Tech giant Google has launched an open-source anti-harassment tool called Harassment Manager to help journalists, activists, and public figures. As per The Verge, Google's Jigsaw unit released the code for the open-source and anti-harassment tool that can currently work with Twitter's API to combine moderation options like hiding tweet replies and muting or blocking accounts with a bulk filtering and reporting system. The tool will also let users download a standalone report containing abusive messages. This creates a paper trail for their employer, or in the case of illegal content like direct threats, law enforcement. Google made the announcement on the occasion of the International Women's Day and framed the tool as particularly relevant to female journalists who face gender-based abuse, highlighting input from journalists and activists with large Twitter presences. Reporter killed in Mexico to become seventh journalist killing this year. Juan Carlos Muniz, who covered crime for Testigo Minero, killed in Fresnillo, as website says the social breakdown is out of control. A journalist has been killed in the central Mexican state of Zacatecas, becoming the seventh killed in the country so far this year. Juan Carlos Muniz, who covered crime for the online news site Testigo Minero in Fresno, was killed on Friday, according to the state governor, David Monreal. solidarity with his family, friends and colleagues, said Monreal. There can be no impunity for this. Alfredo Valadez, also a journalist, said Muniz also drove a taxi in the city to make ends meet. The Zacatecas State Prosecutor's Office said via Twitter it had opened an investigation and would follow protocols for cases that could be crimes against freedom of expression. Zacatecas is one of Mexico's most violent states. In January, the bodies of 8 men and 2 women were found crammed into a pickup truck left before dawn near a Christmas tree in the main plaza of the state capital, also named Zacatecas. Fresnillo lies about 37 miles, 60 kilometers northwest of the state capital and is the state's second largest city. It has a long history as a mining center. One of the websites Munich wrote for, the Miner's Witness in English, wrote in a statement that the cowardly murder of a friend and companion has caused shock among the majority of the public in Fresnillo and the state as well as in journalistic circles. The site said the social breakdown has wounded our state and our city and is out of control. Mexico has for years been one of the world's most dangerous countries for journalists. But the pace of killings this year has been shocking and even drew an expression of concern from the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken last month. Journalists are often the targets of Mexico's drug cartels, which seek to intimidate and manipulate coverage of their activities and their rivals. Local politicians and government officials are also frequently linked to murders, and impunity in those killings runs above 90%. President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador has promised there will not be impunity in the killings, while at the same time regularly attacking journalists critical of his administration.